Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to be part of your day, as you certainly well know. It's always a pleasure to have Joyce Weisbeck with us, ladies and gentlemen. Joyce is she is the corporate energizer, and she helps individuals and organizations get the most out of their lives. She speaks and writes about these topics. She's the author of an outstanding book called Take the Ride of Your Life, and she's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Joyce, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, sir.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I loved it when I heard you on XM Radio. I said, it's time for me to call on back.
I appreciate that. We're glad you did. We're sorry for some reason we lost you for a year or so there. We can't let that happen anymore.
Nope.
Joyce, one of the things that's going on right now in the marketplace is that people are having very much difficulty. Business owners are having much difficulty finding good qualified employees. They can find people, but finding the really qualified people to do the job that they need to have done is becoming it's basically pretty close to being a serious chronic disease in the marketplace. It's becoming epidemic. And so what that means is if we actually do have people who work for us, we actually have found them, they're working for us now, it's important that we not take them for granted, that we make sure that they have good morale and that they're happy being here, isn't it?
Absolutely. And to go even a step further than that is that when people are interviewing people and they think they have somebody that's really good, make sure that you get the expectations out during the interview, because then, talking about morale, people won't be surprised and say, well, I didn't know I was supposed to do that.
Right.
I mean, there was a small business owner who said, there is no such thing as it's not my job in this company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to roll up my sleeves. I am going to do this, this, and this, and I expect you to also. So that really helped him make sure that during the interview, when he did have, he thought he had a prize, a star employee, at least there, he wouldn't have to go through that, you know, the expectation
right.
stuff is just gets in the way. What do you mean I can't pick up my child at noon? You know, I'm a single mom. Well, let's talk about that. I'm sure you can, but let's make sure you know you come in at, you know, an hour early, or you stay
right.
an hour late. Then, of course, you can.
Or you make sure we work the you know, other folks around so that you can be gone during that time. But you know, you were talking about there's no such thing it's not my job in this company. That's I hope that's something that every small business owner says to every person that they hire, because that's the truth. There are too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on.
Yes.
In a
yes.
small business.
And then you get away from the we versus they. And then if you do job sharing, if you have people under, you know, just mirroring each other and going around to find out what everybody does, it's interesting, especially, I mean, I realize that we're all small businesses for your listeners, most of us are, is that talking about morale, things will never get boring because you're learning a new job, because you're helping someone out. You can't say, well, our department versus their department, if one department needs some help because of its the load for a certain holiday times, well, then it's everybody that has to help. And that's, you know, probably one of the biggest things in morale, Jim, is what I tell business owners, the one thing, if you get nothing else for my programs, because as you know, I'm a professional speaker,
mm-hmm.
ask for what you want. Number one, as a business owner, and then in a meeting, one-on-one, or with a small group, what do you need, what do I need to know about you to keep you here? And this just happened to my daughter. And they had a meeting, and she wanted to start working out of her home because now she's a mom.
Right.
And the owner said, well, you know, Wendy, we know you're a star employee. We know you can trust. We can trust you. We've never done this before. Well, they put her on a test for about a trial for 6 months. It's working out better than before.
Mm-hmm.
The productivity is up. They've got a very happy employee. And now the owner was worried, but what's going to happen to all our mediocre people? They all want to work out of their home. Well, you get what you tolerate. If it's mediocre, change them or ask them to do something else. And, you know, when you show me that we have the trust and the productivity, absolutely we can do it.
But, you know, one thing, Joyce, you were talking about a minute ago, we were talking about how things are in a lot of small businesses where everybody does everybody's job.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that I do like to encourage small business owners to be a little more structured and a little more professional if they can be, by making sure that when you hire somebody, you're going to hire somebody typically in sales. Are you going to hire somebody who's more of a technical person, like an accountant, or you're hiring someone to be a receptionist, or you're hiring them to be a manager, or whatever it is that you're, there is a position that you're hiring them for. And even though you say now, you know, we all have to pitch in, this is your assignment. And I think it's important. I know you talk to people about being direct and making sure that they know what you want from them. They need to know how their performance is being measured.
Oh yeah.
Part of what they'll be measured on at the end of the year, let's say, or whenever they're evaluated, is part of that's going to be in their attitude, their willingness to help other people. But there are areas that they were hired for that they need to know that they're being measured, what they're being measured on.
Mm-hmm. And I would even encourage the small business owners to do this more than once a year. Because if there's a problem, let's talk about it now. Are you in the right place? We hired you for sales. Oh, you're not performing. Mm-hmm. Is there something here that you would like to do better? Or this gives the business owner a chance to really, again, explain maybe the employee doesn't get it. You know, we all think that people understand us, but sometimes it's sitting down with that one-on-one interview, and I don't mean after the person was hired, but to continuously do this to make sure, are you doing the best that you feel you are doing? And oh, absolutely. Measuring is, oh, my God, that is so huge. And there are a lot of people that don't, a lot of owners that don't because they're so busy. Well, then get someone else to do it, you know, get...
Well, the thing that you have to do, we all need to be a little more structured in the way that we assign up our, you know, make the assignments with our employees. We're going to talk about this a little bit more with our good friend Joyce Weiss right after these messages. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. When we come back, I'm going to ask her to give us her website. Stay with us. 20 after.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine,
welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. It's free. Everything there is just for you. We made it just for you. That's right. And you can thank our corporate partners for helping us to bring it to you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and our blog, which we update every weekday. I hope you use all of our tools and resources and more to come. I got some stuff. I can't wait to tell you about it, but I can't tell you about it right now because we're still building. It's going to be a big surprise, but I can't wait. Probably right after the first of the year, we're going to have some really cool stuff for you, the likes of which you have never seen. We're going to be doing some stuff that no one's ever done before on planet Earth. I think they did it once on Mars, Joyce, but not on Earth. Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. Joyce, give us your website, please.
BuildLeaders.com.
BuildLeaders.com. Mm-hmm. And her last name is W-E-I-S-S. Joyce, what do we find when we get to your website?
you're going to find a lot of special reports on the topic of morale. A special report, which is one of them, it's called 14 Tips to Help You Get Started. Another one, which is one of my favorite ones, Ideas to Boost Morale Used by the Best and Brightest Companies. And I'm part of a program here in Michigan where employees vote whether their company should be part of the best company to work for this conference.
Hmm.
So I get a chance to talk to the CEOs and the employees of all these companies, because I'm a speaker many times there,
right,
through the Michigan Business and Professional Association. And so a lot of these ideas, of course, I've written in special reports, I speak upon, and some of them, for example, bring in chair massage during lunch. Bring in wellness speakers.
Wait a minute. Let's back up. Yes. Let's slow down on this one, because I've been thinking about the whole chair massage thing.
Okay.
And not because I love my employees, because I want it. I want my morale to go up, Joyce.
Well, when you model good morale, Jim, guess what?
I know. When my morale is good, everybody else's morale is good. Seriously, that's there are people in almost every community, mm-hmm, who have these portable chairs, and they'll come to your office and give you a back rub, won't they?
Absolutely. Especially, you know, we're on the computer all the time. So we're talking about 10 to 15 minutes. That's all it takes for a chair massage. And people, the employees will go home and talk to their family. Do you believe what my boss did that? And it's not a fortune to do this.
It's not that expensive. You know, the other thing about that is you have to put them in a quiet room because of all the oohs and the ahs. It interrupts the telephone conversation.
Yes.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, if you have an employee that is a star employee, and meaning she or he is very productive, and they're very stressed out because of doing more with less, like all of us are doing,
yep,
give them a day off just in the middle of nowhere. A day off or a come in, you know, during the afternoon, whatever it is, and this goes big time. And then your star employees are going to start continuing being stars.
Well, and you know, the other thing is especially if you've had a big push for a big project or something.
Yes.
And everybody's, you know, it's a big crescendo to, you know, to launch this thing or to roll it out or whatever it is that you're doing. You know, right after that, you know, when things have kind of, you know, you've launched it and it's kind of on its own, that would be a good day to give folks a day off. So I know whenever I've been involved with projects like that with other companies, you know, don't call the employees the next day because they're not coming in.
Exactly. And people are always asking me, Joyce, how could I improve morale here? And I'm asking the same question all the time. Are they burned out? Oh, my God, yes. And I say, then how do you expect to have a good team if your people are not balanced? And when it comes to work morale, it really deals with work-life balance. And that's, we were talking on the break, that's my new emphasis now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proving to CEOs that when they come to me and ask questions about why is their team not doing a great job, number one, it's be direct with respect. Are you being honest with them and letting them know when they are or aren't doing a good job?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, are they balanced? And if they're not, no wonder why. You're not going to get a great team.
Another thing, Joyce, is a lot of managers are very quick to point out when there's a deficiency,
mm-hmm,
but they're not real quick to walk up and put their hand on a shoulder and say, good job.
You got that right.
And that doesn't cost you anything, does it?
Nope. And 65%...
When there is a good job. Right?
Oh, yes. Like you were saying before, I mean, we have to have systems in place. And one of the systems I feel is that you have to give both positive and negative constructive feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And 65% of the people that leave their job, it's not because of money. It's because the workplace, the morale is so bad, and they didn't get a compliment for that entire time.
They didn't feel appreciated, did they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is, and it does, and there are a lot of people that don't know how to give positive reinforcement because they never had it.
And you need to let your managers know. To let you know, if you're the boss, let have your managers let you know when someone's done a good job, if you didn't know about it, so you can go and do something about that and put the hand on the shoulder and say, well done. Hey, Joyce, give us your website again quickly, please.
Sure. Build Leadership. Leaders.com. They'll find all about my book, Take the Ride of Your Life, which answers a lot of these questions also, Jim.
Thank you, Joyce. Good job. We'll see you next time.
You got it.
Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Carl Schramm. Don't go away. It's 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.